Seder, this week's parasha, Parsha Kisetze, we have the story of Ben Tzoru Moire. Ben Tzoru Moire is a child, he's only 13 years old, who steals from his father, from his mother, he eats meat, he drinks wine, doesn't seem to do that bad, you know, it's a little bit of Yildechaya, Mishkeferlich, but then the Torah says that we go and kill him. Why do we go kill him? So Rashi brings the Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Gemara says that the Torah realized that this type of kid in such an age does all these things, which, by the way, almost impossible to happen, as the Gemara says, basically whatever happened to Torah. But if a kid could be so bad to do all these things, so therefore, I'm going to tell you what's going to happen if he will continue this path. He's going to be a gangster. He's going to be standing or even Pasha Trochim when we last him abuse. You be a gangster, you don't want a kid to get to that situation. The Torah knows what's going to end up with his kid, and therefore the Torah punished him, saying he should die right now. Right now he's still a zakai, he's still pure, he's still a tamim. Give him a punishment. You're going to wait a little bit more, he's going to go bad, and therefore we kill him right now, we punish him right now. That's what Gemara says.
He's beyond
true. Boris assumes he's not going to do true. That's the path.
But I thought you don't give up till the last.
Oh, so you seem to be here. Why are we giving it? We don't even want him to give to the challenge where he does something bad and does true. Don't give him to do something bad. Right now, it seems like he's going to do something bad. You kill him now, not to bring him to the situation where he has the challenge of doing something wrong. But the big problem is, the problem is that it really comes from the Gemara and Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara and Rosh Hashanah tells us that we never judge somebody based on what's going to happen in the future. We always look what happens right now. What do we learn that from? Hashem Shalom from Yishmael. It says by Yishmael that the Malachim, when Yishmael was dying from thirst, the Malachim came to Kodesh Baruch Hu, it says, don't save Yishmael. Because you know what his kids are going to do to Am Yisrael in later generations. Hey, you know what Yishmael is going to do? We know, we experience it now the whole time, what Yishmael does to us. So don't just kill him right away, right there. It says the Torah of Hashem Shalom, you just judge him the way he is right now. You don't care what's going to happen in the future. And the Gemara learns from there. That's how you learn the Dinei Rosh Hashanah. Soon, we're getting to it in 2 weeks. What's the Dinei Rosh Hashanah? The Gemara says, from here you learn. We judge him in Rosh Hashanah based on what happens right now. Says Rashi, afilu osid la'ashia la'achazman. Even if later he become a Rasha. Had be quote, why not? Based on Yishmael, you learn you do it based on now, you don't go based on the future. So Alim Mefarsha asked the question, how do you reconcile these two things? In our Pash, Pash Kiteitse, you kill a bit Tzoyer and Moire El Shem Soifle, based on what it's going to do in the future. And in Pash's Vayero, the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, you say, Bashem Hashem, we just care about what you have right now, you don't look at the future. That's his Cheshbon. That wasn't a Cheshbon's Cheshbon. I'm talking about Cheshbon who punishing a person, based on the future.
I don't understand the question.
Oh, no.
A different person's descendants.
Oh, okay, very good. So I go to Soroka, he's bringing an answer.
So one started
Harvard's
one didn't.
Oh, so very good. So that's actually what I want to address. The Marsha says what you said to Soroka. He says, the Marsha says, Yishmael is not him. He didn't do anything, it's his children. Mashenken, so you don't judge somebody for what his descendants going to do. Mashenken, by Ben Soroka, he himself did something wrong. So the Mefarshu asked the Maharal, and others, it's the Chizkur didn't speak about a Maharsho, but he asked the question on the one who says it. He says, I don't understand, but Lamai said, we learn from Yishmael for Rosh Hashanah. What do you learn from Yishmael? The Gemara Rosh Hashanah says, the din of Rosh Hashanah is Bashir Husham, you learn from Yishmael. What's the Shaykhis? Yishmael is based on his descendants, and the Rosh Hashanah is based on him. So it's not only the descendants, you learn from Yishmael also the person himself. That the person himself should be Bashir Husham. So Masha really doesn't, well, how does this stream with the Gemara? Masha is on the Gemara. But maybe it could be that what Stag mentioned over here, that maybe that's Pshat in the Masha. That's really the Sasema says the Pshat. Sasema says, and mainly, I think that's what Sasema means, doesn't say in these words, but it's the Dama Pashat. By Abed Tzori and Moira did something wrong. He was stealing, he ate basar, wine, he did something wrong, he didn't act appropriately. You're punishing him for that. You're just saying the punishment doesn't fit the mindset. So I tell you, okay, even though the punishment is in the fate, you're punishing him much more severely than what he did, based on what he's going to do in the future, I'm going to punish him now a little bit more. But Yishmael didn't do anything wrong. He was a little kid then. I mean, he wasn't so little. He started with Yitzchak, but he wasn't punished for anything he did wrong. So you're going to punish him because maybe in the future something's going to happen? And that may be in the Marashah. It means that the descendant, I mean, he didn't do, nothing started right now. I mean, they said not the Fuki himself. I mean, if this descendant is just a Dugma, similar to, I didn't do anything, it's my children. They didn't even start yet, so I can't do it. I can't punish you if you didn't do anything wrong. It's not a punishment. If you did something wrong, maybe the punishment could be a little bigger, a little greater than what he did, not fitting to what he did, based on the future. That may be the Pshat in the Marashah. The Maharal brings another answer. The Maharal says the following. The Maharal, others that say the same answer, that I think that's King of Al-Tarisis is the same idea, that he says something which, you know, at first seems to be something that doesn't fit. He says like this. He says there's a chiluk, there's a difference between Beis in Shemala and Beis in Shemata. In one place, you base yourself based on the future. And the other, you do based on what you have right now. So if, without the whole discussion, you would think, based in Shemala and based in Shemata, who can depend on the future and who cannot? You would say, based in Shemala, depends on, knows the future. Based in Shemata, you know what you have in front of you. But the Maharal says the exact opposite. And that's basically to answer this question. By Yishmael, what do you have over here? You have based in Shemala. You have a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu punishes only what you have right now. But what are you talking about? Ben Tzoyer Moire, who's judging Ben Tzoyer Moire? Based in Shemata. Based in Shemata, they could go based on the future. That's what the Maharal says in Parshat Vayera. What does it mean? Why? It should be the opposite. Based in Shemala should do based in the future. Based in Shemata should do what's right now. So, we spoke about it 2 years ago, remember? The Pshat of the Maharal is simple. Based in Shemala, you can never do based in the future. Why? Because Beis Shemala actually knows what the future is. If Beis Shemala will judge every person based on what's going to happen in the future, so there will be no prayer. We're already struggling. How do we have free will if Hashem knows everything that's going to happen? Where's my free will? Question of the Rambam, Perikei Michas Tshuva, Yediyo Prira, the big philosophical question. How can you have free will and Yediyo? So let's leave that aside. But if you tell me not only people who knows what's going to happen, but he's going to punish you based on what's going to happen. So a baby who's born that day, you should punish him for everything that's going to happen. Well, there's no shayla, so baby, you can't do that. So to speak, Beis in Shemala, or Akash Bogu created a system, the Beis in Shemala cannot judge based on the future. Because if not, in another life, every person is judging, where is your free will? What can you do? What can you do, tshuva? Beis in Shemata are not really judging based on the future. Beis in Shemata know what the future entails. Do we know for a fact that this Ben Soru Moira is going to be neither, and we know what's going to happen with him in the end? We don't know that for sure. It may be this way, maybe that way. So therefore, Beis and Shemata are doing it based on what you're doing right now. You get an indication what the person's going to be in the future. So Beis and Shemata, they're judging based on now. It could be it's going to change. The Torah gives you the right. The Maharal adds it as a second answer. Beis and Shemata don't really, or judge, not judge what's going to happen. They got a mitzvah in the Torah to do. So even if you go with the Maharal's before, Beis and Shemata, they're basing themselves in the future and estimate what's going to happen in the future. Beis and Shemala, they're actually going and they know the future. Beis and Shemala knows the future. If you know the future, you can't judge based on the future. So look at the Maharal, that's the idea. Beis and Shemala, they judge what you have right now. Bashe Usham. Bashe Beis and Shemata, they go based on the future. Based on the future means based on an estimate of what's going to be in the future. The midterm.
So the opposite,
but not to punish him in the future. The opposite thing.
I mean, Beis in Shemata, the guy gets smart, but they still have to kill him, right?
Yeah, there's no way out.
Because we don't know if he got mechila.
Right.
Isn't that opposite?
No, because it actually fits very much. We don't know. We don't know the future. We have an estimate. So the Torah gave the right of a Torah lawyer, when a person starts that way, he will be punished. But mechila, I don't know if you've got mechila or not. I do whatever I can't. I don't know.
Did it kill based on a
suffix? It's not on a suffix. So really, that's why I have to add the second answer to the Maharal. Meaning, the Torah gives us rules what we're supposed to do. Torah says, if a person did something wrong, you give him, I don't care if he did tshuva or not. And if it's Torah Moira, you give him a punishment based on what's going to be in the future. Meaning, not that I know what's going to be the future, but Torah told you that's your estimate. That's my cheshbon. So that really fits into this answer. You don't go based on the future because I know the future. I'm also not going based on the future. I'm really going based on what I have right now in front of me. The Torah says you could judge. The only one thing, the problem is that we have with the answer of the Maharal, is there is one place in the Torah that we did go based on the future. In Beis Nishamal. Where is that? What do we find in the Torah that a person was judged or was estimated based on the future? And you'd say the cheshba mutav yamut zakai val yomus chayov. He died early. Not to die as a tzaddik, not to die as a rosha. And it was Beis Nishamal. Not Beis Nishamato. So the one place is Chanoich. There was a person named Chanoich. The beginning of the right beginning of Bereishis. Chanoich is ve'inenu kilakachos elokim. He's not here. Why wasn't he here? So says Rashi. Chazal tells us that what happened. Chanoich, he was a tzaddik, but we knew that Akash Baruch Hu knew he's going to become a rosha, and therefore he would be nigra acharador. So therefore, he killed him early. So Akash Baruch Hu took him away early. You see that Beis Nishama does go based in the future. So how does that fit with the cloud? The Beis Nishama doesn't go based in the future. That's a question on the Maharal. I mean, there could be some tirutzim. Let's leave it as a question. Oh, it says they became a malach.
No,
they said maybe he wasn't punished. It was really just like an elevation. A nemnu kartoloki doesn't mean that he was killed. He wasn't punished. He was just elevated at the Ben Madrid. Maybe that's a big shot in the Maharal. But what? So Ben Tzoray Mori is a toiva. The Gemara tells you Ben Tzoray Mori yomut zakai v'alim
moschayev. Ben Tzoray Mori started being bad already today.
Oh yeah, so he was to go back to the first answer. He's really punishing him right now. Yeah, the push of Shah, what the Maharal is referring to is Yabut Zakav and Moschayev has been saying, "I'm giving him a toiva, letting him to die right now."
Now, to go into the flood zone, I think there's a measure that says that Oig was saying on the future supposed he would have what he did for Moshe, but what he did for Rome.
It wasn't because he will be Yavoya by a polit. He was intent. But that, I don't know if it's a schus. I think that was
his destiny.
His destiny. He was meant to do that. There's one more answer. I found that only this year who brings it in Farish is Revised Gesher. So this says this answer. And this really maybe puts everything together. And it will give us a little bit of a tam of what Rosh Hashanah is about. Revised Gesher says something, it's like this. He says, of course, he says there's two things. There is a concept of a din, which is b'midas adin. Person is judged the way he's supposed to be judged. There's no, with no psharas. You don't give him any leeway. And then there's a din b'midas harachmen. Person is judged, and you give him a little bit of mercy. So it depends what the case is. Some when a person is judged by Asher Hushom, in a sense, there's no mercy over here. I'm not going to judge by anything else that happens. When you give the Ben Tzoray Mori the right to go based on the future, you're giving him it's a rachmi that Yomut Zaka Yomut Chayav. Let's take him away from this path that he's going through. So he made it like this. Yishmael didn't have the right to have a midas rachmi. He didn't treat him that and with mercy. So the Adurab, he's going to do something bad. I'm not saving him from the terrible things that he's going to do and he's going to be punished for because if we don't we go based on this thing, whatever we have right now. You go to Mitzvah and Moire, Kshmuch gave you the right, they gave you the schus to Mitzvah and Moire that we Yom Zaka Valim Moschayev. This adds into some different answers that some want to say. The Mitzvah and Moire is a little bit not his fault. I mean, he is doing something wrong. But how did Mitzvah and Moire, you came from where? He's a son of Fastoya. So his father messed around, married Fastoya, he came into this world, he's in trouble. Chuvah says, Yom Zakal and Mitzchayav, I'll give him a Midas Harachmi. When you get to Chanoich, go back to Chanoich, you could say the same thing, that gain to Malach all that. Chanoich was a Midas Harachmi. He was such a tzaddik, Chuvah took him away from this world, this Midas Harachmi. And with that, we end with Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara tells you that Rosh Hashanah, you learn from Yishwa, you do Ba'asher Hushom. What's shat? But according to this Isaac Sheh, it gives us a deher in Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is Yom Adin, Midas Adin. It's not Midas Harachmin. But what we try to do is blow Shofar in order for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be Oyim in Mekis Adin v'Yoshua Kis Harachmin. We try to change the Mahalach of Rosh Hashanah. As the Baal Tanya says, that the whole idea of the Aseres Metshuva is through the Shofar. When you blow the Shofar, you start a Mahalach, the Rosh Hashanah changes from being Yom HaDin to being the first day of Aseres Metshuva. So that Mahalach starts with our Avodah that we do Rosh Hashanah. We blow Shofar, Kshmuch Oyim Midikisadin, Yeshu Kisarachim. But without that Oyim Midikisadin, Yeshu Kisarachim, what's Rosh Hashanah? So Yom HaDin, Yom HaDin. Shar by Oyim, the guy that don't have a Shofar, it's Midikisadin. So the Gemara tells you what you have, the judgment of Rosh Hashanah, the basic judgment, before you do any other nuances, before you change anything, that's a need and you don't forbid the Sadin Mamish. There's no Cheshbonus before and after. The Toiv of the Ra, you don't do it. You learn that from Yishmael, that's what this did. Afterwards, when Rosh Hashanah turns, you're in this thing, this Rachamim, and the Chanamim, there's another way of judgment, where you Cheshbon more than what you have in front of you, you can Cheshbon other things as well, and that's the Rachamim that you have in Rosh Hashanah. You have in this week's parasha and Ben, so you remember.
But it sounds like a very cool thing. I told the kids in my class, I want you to see a kid come to class one day, super hyper. You know he's not going to last. If you come out, we'll be comfortable in the office.